seems to be a vendetta against a particular family, and these idiots, and that's all you could describe, Matt, are sending the emergency services to a particular house over this last number of weeks, including the fire brigade, the ambulance, and the Gardaí, and insisting that there's car fires or there's a house on fire or there's somebody badly injured in the house. And it's scandalous, and it's putting people's lives at risk, you know.
It is, of course, putting further pressure on already stretched emergency services. And as you say, while they're tied up with a hoax, they could be missing out on a genuine call for help.
That's correct. And, I mean, a lot of our part-time fire people are in work. They're having to leave their work or abandon their families. It could be dinner time, evening times, and go out and answer. And I'm sure the last thing that they want to be doing is answering a hoax call. And I'm calling on the people responsible for this to think about what their actions could possibly do. As you say, they could be, the fire brigade and ambulance services could be already, you know, answering this hoax call when an emergency could be happening and it could be needed elsewhere. And, I mean, it's not funny. It's far from it. And I would call on the Gardaí. I mean, in this day and age, I'm sure mobile phones is being used. There's very few pay phones. Or if a landline's been used in the house, that they can be tracked down and that these people are brought to the courts and dealt with. Very stringently.